Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive today from 4 alongside Benty. Now, we begin, of course, today's show with a historic moment for David Moyes' West Ham, who won the Europa Conference League last night after beating Fiorentina. Not Florentina, there's no L. The match was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky.
Socek has won it, didn't know where it was, and he sent the ball to Paquetá, who's released Bowen, who's running through on goal. He shoots and scores and wins the Europa Conference League final for West Ham United in the last minute of the game. Jarrod Bowen, you beauty, you absolute beauty, you will go down in West Ham folklore.
What a night this is going to be for every single claret and blue supporter. Look at those scenes out to our right hand side. That stand is absolutely bouncing. Enjoy it. You have waited far, far too long for this opportunity. There's no Steven Gerrard anymore. He's not coming out of the woodwork to spoil it. This is your night. Enjoy it. Declan Rice, raise that trophy to the sky.
But now, in maybe his last act as West Ham captain, he's treading in the footsteps, Declan Rice, of the great Bobby Moore, the first man since Billy Bonds to do it for West Ham. Declan Rice grabs the Conference League trophy, thrusts it into the Prague night.
What a night ahead in Prague. Those celebrations, every single West Ham fan bouncing up and down, and the joy on Moyes' face, beaming smile as he ran across the pitch to celebrate with those West Ham fans as well.
Did your dad enjoy wearing your medal as much as you did?
Yeah, I thought that he was the first one I should get it around his neck. He's probably watched a lot of things over the years and not had that moment, so I hope he's enjoying it, and I hope he can enjoy it with me later on tonight as well.
Jarrod Bowen, you beauty! You absolute beauty!
This is a kid who knows where he's come from, doesn't forget his roots, finds himself in the Premier League, in the England team, in a European final, and he said he wanted to score. He wanted to do it for his kids, and he's absolutely only gone and done it, and it's the winner as well. Nobody can ever take that away from him. What a magical moment in his life, and he seems to me the kind of lovely guy who deserves to enjoy it as often as possible, just keep reliving it. He's the kind of guy who deserves a special moment.
He does. You're absolutely right. What a proper, proper bloke he is. The way he's gone into that football club, he's understood what the fans want. He's not once had an ounce of arrogance about him whatsoever. He's just constantly trying to improve. And tonight, he's got the thing that we all dream of. We all dream of having the moment where you score the winner in a cup final, and he's achieved that tonight.
You can pontificate about who was the better side. I thought Fiorentina were, actually.
First half, they were on top.
But it ain't about that. It's about picking up the trophy. No, there's not one West Ham fan out there that cares whether they were second best, third best, fourth best or fifth best.
And those West Ham dreams, for once, didn't fade and die. They've looked everywhere for fortune, those fans. Well, they found it tonight. It's a beautiful trophy.
Finally, a trophy of my lifetime. Can't wait.
How old are you?
30 years.
30 long years, but it's worth it though, right?
Yeah, I've got my dad here and my uncle as well. My nan passed away last year, big West Ham.
Well, God bless. And I'm pretty sure she was looking down now thinking, those boys deserve it.
Yeah, thank you so much, boys. No, I thought it wasn't the best performance, but it's a European trophy, isn't it?
The Moose joins us now. Moose, congratulations.
Well done, Moose.
Absolutely amazing, boys. I mean, 43 years I've been waiting for this to see somebody in a West Ham shirt lift a trophy.
Evening, Jason. Evening, Steve. Evening. I'm pleased to speak to you both. I've been listening to the Sports Bar forever, and I normally work nights. So I booked the night off tonight, obviously.
Good boy.
And we're just buzzing, mate. Absolutely buzzing. We watched the game at the local football club. 100 people down there, all the kids singing and dancing and smiling. It's just, for West Ham fans, this is just the perfect night, mate. And we're buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Well, that was good as well. Declan Rice's little boy.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
He was dancing, yeah. It was brilliant.
Perfect, yeah. Just a great night. And this is great for West Ham fans. We can't wait to see the open top bus go down hopefully Stratford High Street on Sunday. We'll all be there. We'll have a good sing and dance. It'll be perfect, mate. Yeah, lovely. Brilliant, mate.
The game was marred when Fiorentina's Cristiano Biraghi was hit on the head by an object thrown from a section of the stadium where West Ham fans were sitting. Meanwhile, 16 people were arrested following a clash between West Ham fans and Fiorentina supporters ahead of the final. The Czech police force said Italian fans attacked West Ham fans in a bar in the country's capital, with three people being left injured as a result.
On now to news that Jude Bellingham, hey Jude, he's set to join Real Madrid for a whopping €100 million. His transfer guru, Alex Crook, on Drive to Tell Us More.
Bellingham! 1-0 to Borussia Dortmund. And it just broke for Jude Bellingham on the edge of the area.
Dortmund to Real Madrid, Jude Bellingham for £88.5 million. We were both saying that's quite cheap.
Well, that's the upfront payment, although, as I understand it, even that payment will be in staggered instalments. But the whole deal is worth around about £112 million to include the various performance-related add-ons. So that would be a record for a British player. I think the fourth most expensive player in football history. I mean, what an opportunity for Jude Bellingham. We know there was interest from the Premier League. Liverpool were very keen at one stage. I think once they realised the numbers they'd have to pay, they pulled out. There were other clubs around Europe who were interested. There was an option maybe that Borussia Dortmund would extend his contract and put a release clause in. But I think once Real Madrid signalled their intent, it was always the club for him. And it's good news for Birmingham City as well, because they get a 5% sell-on of any fee above the £20 million that Borussia Dortmund paid them. And obviously, in the Championship, Birmingham have had their financial problems. That will come in very handy indeed.
Man City can win the treble on Saturday when they play Inter in the Champions League final live on TalkSport. I, of course, hope they don't. Manager Pep Guardiola, no one really cares, said he doesn't care who wants them to win. They must do it for themselves.
Some people want, some people don't. Friends of us or club like we are sympathetic, I'm pretty sure they want it, and other clubs they don't want it at all. So, but it's normal, so it's not a problem. We have to play a game, it's the last game of the season, so the team who's going to win will be the crown, so we'll be champion, and it's about what we have to do to beat Inter de Milan. This is the point, and after the consequences, we'll see.
Now, England spinner Moeen Ali has agreed to come out of retirement for the Ashes in the absence of Jack Leach. Two-time Ashes winner Steve Hammy-Harmison said it's the right call by captain Ben Stokesy-Stokes.
I think it's the right move. I think it's the best move for the England cricket team on so many ways, just simply because if he's experienced, he understands what it takes to play in Ashes cricket and understand what's going on. And I think it would be unfair on somebody like Will Jacks or I think especially a young Riyan Ahmed. You've got to remember these two young guys, Will Jackson and Riyan Ahmed, made their debuts in the winter in Pakistan. But I think this is different. This is Ashes cricket. I think this is something that, from experience point of view, what England need.
Moeen Ali's done it again. He's got Roshan Silva, and he's almost certainly got the match.
I think Stokes and McCullum are so important to this decision, because I'm not sure Moeen Ali would have come back under the previous regime. I think Ben Stokes, his mentality is massive for Mo and Ali. And look, Moen's not going to frighten the Australians, not for 1 minute, because you know he's got a modest record against Australia. But there are going to be passages in these five test matches where England fans are going to be happy Mo and Ali's in the game because of his mentality, because of his skill level. And I just think it's a win-win for everybody.
Rory McIlroy has been speaking after the announcement of the PGA and LIV Golf merger, despite him insisting that's not what it is, which of course it is. He went on to say that he hates LIV Golf. Pin back your lug holes, gang, have a listen to this.
But it's not LIV. I think that's the thing. I still hate LIV. Like, I hate LIV. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does. And I think that's where the distinction here is. This is the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the PIF. Very different from LIV. All I've tried to do is protect what the PGA Tour is and what the PGA Tour stands for, and I think it will continue to do that. So, look, going forward, I hope that there's, you know, there may be a team element and you're going to see maybe me, maybe whoever else play in some sort of team golf, but I don't think it'll look anything like LIV has looked. And I think that's a good thing.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Ali McCoy and Noel Woods on The Breakfast Show on TalkSport, with Ali recalling the time he went in an RAF tornado.
I was up in the RAF tornado. It was the most incredible experience of my life, out with the birth of my children and going round the Formula One at Silverstone with Martin Brundle. It was absolutely amazing, and we refuelled some 10, 15, 20,000 feet up into a DC-10. It was the first thing we did.
Let
me tell you the story.
You refuelled in the air?
Well, that's what they do, isn't it?
How long were you up for?
An hour and 50 minutes.
Wow.
It's the best story ever. I was up and I was flying with the boss, right? And there was four of us took off. Great line. Yeah, superb. Did you not know Bruce Springsteen flew Typhoons?
Yeah.
He did. No, actually,
you could do anything.
You've got the wrong boss. It was Liam Fisher. Liam Fisher of TalkSport took me up in an RAF tornado. Right. I don't know why I said typhoon, because it wasn't. It was a tornado.
Anyway, knew what you meant. We've worked
so I'm up
long.
In a tornado, and four of us, and we're number one, and we're flying to the right, the DC-10. We come in, the four of us, and number four goes down, bang, hose, refuels, away he goes to the left, waits on us. Number three goes down, refuels. So we come in, and I'm flying with the boss, right? He comes in, honest to God, Woodsy, he misses the fuel pipe.
Oh.
So he goes back out, comes back in, he misses it again. So as he goes back out, all I can hear on the radio, God's honest truth is, hey, boss. And he said, what is it? And the voice said, do you want to let Ali have a go? That is absolutely gospel truth. It's hilarious, isn't it? One of the other pilots said to his boss, do you want to have a go refueling that 400 million piece of equipment into a DC-10? One of aviation's great lines, isn't it?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back with Bennett at 4 p.m. today. Tune in for that one. Be a good one, actually. We're training with Team England ahead of Soccer Aid, which is live on TalkSport on Sunday night. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast app posted in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.